Negotiators involved in a Syria peace process appear no closer to bridging their differences.
You've made a very powerless enemy.
Is anyone on the radio right now?
Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
Do not hold your breath.
Let's begin the program.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on the KGO webcast series, along with Brian Pelletier. So since it's a podcast, we can swear and be naughty and nasty.
Fuck that shit. I had to get it out of my system. I've never done that before.
Oh, my God, dude. Even when we're doing podcasts, we're still in a studio. And it's the strange thing about doing podcasts when you're a radio guy and you've done it forever. You know, we're not on XM Sirius.
Yeah.
So.
Rule number one is to not swear anywhere near a microphone ever.
Anywhere. All right. Well, now that you got that out of our system. See, it's the strangest thing because we're still in a studio. We're still in a radio studio. We're just not on the air.
Yeah, and right outside our window is our corporate overlords and lurking.
And that's right. They're walking by, and I guess you won't get fired for doing that. And then there's Kim Kardashian.
Nude selfies till I die.
No! When is she going to die?
I don't know. Hopefully, I'm just kidding. I would never wish that on anybody.
Nude selfies until she dies. All right. Well, she won a Webby, and that was her promise. And it was really kind of funny because Ellen DeGeneres said to her, you know, why don't you come out and be your degenerate self and come out to do the Webbies nude?
Sure.
Yeah, but she didn't.
Why not?
Nude selfies till I die.
Hopefully that will be sometime before the end of our lifetime.
You know, I'm about Kim's age, so we're going to grow old together. It's going to be amazing, I'm sure.
Would you be doing nude selfies still at this age?
I'll wait until I'm about, you know, 60. I'll be like half of the people at Beta Breakers the other day.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, you're one of those people.
Yeah, I ran Beta Breakers with my wife.
And what did you dress up as?
We didn't dress up. We were totally lame.
Oh, okay, because I heard there was a Mr. Potato Head there, and I thought, well, that might have been Brian.
Oh, there were tons of cool things there. I saw this one guy who had a motorcycle helmet and, like, dildos affixed to his motorcycle helmet, so it looked like he had a mohawk. It was crazy, and he ran the entire race. I saw him at the beginning, and then I saw him again near the finish line.
Well, the Potato Head, I was thinking they were, you know, end up being baked potatoes because it was hot. It was warm, wasn't it?
Yeah, even out by the breakers, by the beach, it was toasty. And you could see it quite a long ways out into the ocean, which was cool. It's usually, like, socked in with the fog.
All right, well, we're doing our podcast because the Warriors play again tonight. Hopefully they'll have better luck against the Thunder.
Yeah, they're going to win the series. I have solid faith in the Warriors.
And who was that dude saying Klay Thompson and Steph were, you know, bouncing around like little monkeys? What was that all about?
Oh, God.
Yeah, his excuse was he's Australian, and in Australia, that's not a thing. Well, dude, but you're not in Australia.
Yeah, and you just played at least one entire NBA season.
Right, in the United States.
Here.
You probably shouldn't say that. I guess he gets a pass on it. I mean, he did apologize, but that was his excuse.
Well, and now I think that's going to light a fire under Steph and Klay, and they're going to just whoop the Thunder.
Right on. And by the way, when we go back, let's go back to where we started with Kim Kardashian, because I actually have a story to start this mess with.
Nude selfies till I die.
Okay, so here's the story. A lot of people think that Kim Kardashian has had an adverse effect on the world of morality. Well, no kidding. But is that her prime directive? Iran thinks so.
Oh.
Iran.
Yeah.
Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard exists to protect that country and its culture from outside influence, and they say they're under direct, deliberate attack from Kim Kardashian.
All right.
Yeah, if that's our secret weapon, well...
Well, you know, she does have some Persian ancestry.
I know
I believe,
she does.
So,
I know.
So, yeah, I could see how that could really penetrate the walls that Iran has up against outside influence.
Look, this is what's doing all the penetrating.
Nude selfies till I die.
That's where the penetration comes in.
Better block Instagram, Iran.
That's what they're doing. Yes. As a matter of fact, you don't want to have an account there. That would be a bad thing for you.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about me ever going to Iran.
Okay.
Fortunately.
And they say that she's not working alone, that she takes her orders from Instagram.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Nude selfies till I die.
You know, well, go over there. They can help you with that.
Instagram is owned by Facebook, so you're right. Do they think Mark Zuckerberg is controlling the entire universe here?
Yes, Instagram has an evil plan to corrupt Iran's women and children, so they enlisted Kim to undermine the Islamic lifestyle with immoral selfies.
Whoa.
Without a hint of irony or sarcasm, one official said, we are taking this very seriously. No kidding, they really are. People magazine asked him about it in Cannes, and she said, well, I just came from the airport. I've not heard that one, but thanks for the heads up. While some people think it's a joke, the Revolutionary Guard has already arrested dozens of people for what they consider immoral and un-Islamic activity on social media and those who have Instagram accounts.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, from their perspective, I'm sure it really does.
I hope she doesn't have any family there. I mean, you mentioned that she's Persian. I'm not sure she would care anyway.
I think they're far enough separated from that it wouldn't really matter for any, you know, distant family members and relatives that they have in Iran.
Oh, my God. All right. Did you watch Megyn Kelly last night?
Oh, her and Donald? Did you see that she just promoted her book that's coming out as part of that interview? And I'm just like, oh, could this get any more commercial? Come on.
Of course. Well, that's one of the things you get to do with Fox News. I don't know if they give you an average grade salary, but then they let you promote a book. So everybody writes a book and everybody promotes a book.
Oh, yeah.
And
look at O'Reilly. My God.
Right. I mean, everybody on the Five has a book, and that's the way you cash in, you know, because they know that all the Fox News viewers drink the Kool-Aid, and thus I guess they buy the books. But Megyn Kelly last night sat down with Donald Trump, and I have some cuts from that. And we'll start with Donald Trump saying, well, he wouldn't be the nominee if he had not been presidential. Of course, she was asking, like, dude, when are you going to be presidential?
Absolutely, I have regrets. I don't think I want to discuss what the regrets are, but absolutely, I could have done certain things differently. I could have maybe used different language in a couple of instances. But overall, I have to be very happy with the outcome. And I think if I didn't conduct myself in the way I've done it, I don't think I would have been successful, actually. If I were soft, if I were, you know, presidential, it's, in a way, it's a bad word because there's nothing wrong with being presidential. But if I would not have fought back the way I fought back, I don't think I would have been successful.
So we'll get to some of his regrets coming up here. But she asked about his tweet. And this is what the Donald had to say.
What do you do? Do you pick up your iPhone and actually tweet yourself?
Usually after 7 or 8 o'clock, I'll do it myself. But during the day, if I'm in the office, I have a number of people that I'll just call out a tweet to. It's always my writing.
You call out exclamation point.
I do. I'd say exclamation point.
Sad.
I do. You know me well. No, I'll say exclamation point. Like
I'm familiar.
So they'll type it out for me real fast, bring it in. I'll be in a meeting, blah, 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 boom, put an exclamation point here, and I'll send it in. So I don't do the physical. Now, after like 7 or 8 o'clock, if I'm home, I'll do it myself. You probably had some pretty nasty tweets sent your way. I don't want to say, but I've heard that. I don't want that to happen, but I have fans, they really love... We have an unbelievable bond. We have an unbelievable
relationship. You retweet some of those, not just the fans.
Yeah, but not the more nasty ones. You would be amazed at the ones I don't retweet.
Bimbo?
Well, there was a retweet, yeah. Did I say that?
Many times.
Ooh. Okay. Excuse me. Over your life, Megan, you've been called a lot worse. Is that right? Wouldn't you say? You know, you've had a life that's not been that easy. And
it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the messaging to young girls and to other women.
But again, it's a certain amount of fighting back. You know, it's a modern day form of fighting back. I mean, it really is. But
you're going to stop that as president?
Well, I'm going to stop it about you now because I think I like our relationship. Yeah, I think
now
so.
You have my cell phone number.
I will say this.
That is actually much more efficient.
You gave me your cell phone number.
And you promised you would not use it for evil.
I don't know. I promise. You'll never see that.
You know, there were a lot of softball questions. I just don't. What the hell's playing in back of me? I don't know what that is.
I think it's gone now.
It's the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
It's the Revolutionary Guard. They're coming after us. I thought they were softball questions.
She didn't really hold his feet. As a journalist, I work in the KGO newsroom, and I have been there for a while, and I just didn't think she really held his feet to the fire on some of those things. I mean, she just kind of ceded the point. He said, I'm not going to act that way anymore. And she's like, oh, okay. And, you know, really didn't push him very hard.
Right, right. And Fox News, by the way, it was on the big Fox network, the national network, not the news network. And I think that one of the things they kept promoting all day, that you're going to learn so much about Donald Trump that you didn't know, and I really didn't come away thinking that. I didn't think it was a bad interview, but she basically got 20 minutes, just like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of hyped, like it was going to be the entire hour, and then they had two other guests on, and we'll get to that coming up.
You know, I don't remember an interview that got as much hype since the Caitlyn Jenner interview last year.
You're right.
I can't think of one.
You're right. You're right. Okay, so Donald Trump said it would be a waste of time if he doesn't win.
If I don't go all the way, and if I don't win, I will consider it to be a total and complete waste of time, energy, and money.
And then there are those regrets.
Yeah, I guess so, but you have to go forward. You make a mistake, you go forward, and you know, you can correct the mistake, but to look back and say, gee whiz, I wish I didn't do this or that, I don't think that's good. I don't even think, in a certain way, I don't even think that's healthy.
Well, that was in regards to John McCain specifically and Carly about her face and whatever. But John McCain saying, well, I like people who weren't captured. Yeah, I guess he sort of regrets that. I would hope that he would.
But I don't think
he didn't apologize. That was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, she said, would you like to apologize? Do you have regrets? And then he answered with, yeah, I have some regrets. But he didn't. That was his opportunity on national television. By the way, 5 million people watched. They're trying to say that's a big number. A big number is 18 million. When the first or second debate was going on. That's a big number, so yeah. 5 million. But nonetheless, I mean, that was his opportunity, I thought, because Donald knew the entire country was going to be watching, that he really could have apologized.
And he didn't take the opportunity to do so
apologize.
At all.
He said he had some regrets.
And he said that he didn't really want to discuss them a lot in detail either, which means that he's... I just think he wants to ignore the past and move forward.
Look, people, here's my biggest problem with the entire situation. And well, actually, it's kind of a laugh because who was the next guest right after the first segment, the first quarter and a half hour? It was a 20-minute interview, basically. So what did they do next? Who did Megyn Kelly go to next? Laverne Cox.
From Orange is the New Black.
Right, the transsexual. Now... And then, but nothing was mentioned about how the bathroom law and transgender issues, this, that, and the other. It was a fluff piece about Laverne Cox, promoting Laverne Cox, which is all wonderful and good. But I just thought to myself, all those hardcore conservative, very uptight Republicans that are watching this, that's a train wreck going from there's their boy, Donald Trump, to Laverne Cox.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she still has her Laverne Cox or not.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter to us. But what bathroom did she use?
Well, I'm sure she's using the ladies' room. She does in Orange is the New Black. She's in the ladies' prison.
I don't know where they were. And then Robert Shapiro, you know, that was the next one with the big secret. What did you whisper into OJ's ear at the end of the trial? We've been waiting for 20, 30 years, whatever, to hear the answer to that.
Oh, wow.
20 years. And it was, I told you we'd win. I knew we would win all along. And
well,
that was the special.
OJ ended up a loser.
No, he won.
Didn't I read Michael Douglas was on, too?
Oh, Michael Douglas was on. So I think Trump really only really got a quarter hour.
He tweeted about Michael Douglas being like, I love Michael Douglas
on Twitter yesterday. Right. But the train wreck was Trump into Laverne Cox. I sat there and I watched it and I laughed. I thought, oh, this is just perfect. Hello, Bible Belt. How's this working for you? And by the way, thank you, Megyn Kelly, for doing that. Because I'm sure there were people who were horrified. Their head exploded.
Oh, and
what
I'm sure
she doing?
It was absolutely deliberate. It had to be, right?
Well, you don't think she would do that, though.
Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, it's all good. All right. I loved it. Okay, so let's get to some of the show business nonsense and other things. We're just going to roll through all of the fun stuff that I have to talk about here today. And if I would have done the show tonight. And oh, by the way, while we're doing politics, Bernie Sanders supporters have been making death threats against the chair of the Nevada and Democratic Party. So it's not only ugly now on the right side, it's now ugly on the left because of the way they handled the state convention in Las Vegas over the weekend. and her name is Roberta Lang. And the Sanders people thought that they got cheated out of some of the delegates, and so they almost rioted to the point where the casino shut down the convention completely. And here's what was said about that.
Hi, Roberta Lang. This is a citizen of the United States of America, and I just wanted to let you know that I think people like you should be hung in a public execution to show.
These are the threatening voicemails left by Bernie Sanders supporters.
For this world, that we won't stand for this sort of corruption. I don't know what kind of money they're paying for you, but I don't know how you sleep at night. You are a sick, twisted piece of and I hope you'll burn for this. And you can return my call at 619-922. I'd love to go into further detail with you about this, though I'm sure you don't have the courage to do so, you cowardless running off this stage. I hope people find you.
You stupid. What the hell are you doing? You're a corrupt. That is so wrong. You should be ashamed and disgraced. You need to step down from that position because you are bad for America and bad for the Democratic Party. That was bullshit. Today, you need to step down. You're a disgrace.
Roberta, you know, thousands of people watched what you did tonight at the convention. If you don't think that that's coming back to bite you in the ass.
Wow. Okay, so the left has their loonies too.
First guy left his number. Would you call him back?
You would hope that the authorities do.
Yeah.
Really. And by the way, here is the story from NBC News with Roberta Lang talking about being threatened by Sanders supporters.
And people like you should be hung in a public execution to show this world that we won't stand for this sort of corruption.
I've got threats to my family, to my grandson, to my husband.
So it's all true. Yeah, so it wasn't something that they were making up or she was making up. It's bad news.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Just look at Facebook and Twitter, and people are insane about politics right now, especially with the California primaries coming up. A lot of my California friends have their hackles out, ready to do battle with anybody who doesn't agree with them, you know? And let people decide for themselves.
I know, right? It's really strange. I have to tell you, I have my ballot, and I'm ready to mail it in, and I don't like really any of them. I'm hashtag 2016. They all suck. But I think I'm going to vote for Bernie. Just, I don't know, in case I have to end up voting for. The thing is, and this really is an ordeal, where people, I think there's a lot of people like me who are going to vote for Bernie just to send a signal to the Democratic Party that we don't really like Hillary. Mm-hmm. But in the end, who's the lesser of two evils? Is it going to be Trump or is it going to be Hillary?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Trump or Hillary and you have to choose.
I know, right? That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm being one to pick the two evils.
Every election feels that way, but this one feels that way even more, I think.
I don't recall it feeling this way for me ever since I started voting. I always knew who I was going to vote for, and now this time around,
it's a unique election for sure.
It just feels weird.
Did you know Bernie's in the Bay Area today? He's down in San Jose in the afternoon, and then he's going to be up in Vallejo tonight.
Right on.
Hanging out for rallies.
Feel the burn. Feel the burn. Okay, so let's go through some of the show business stuff. Let's talk about Super Bowl. Oh, Beyonce was just last night at Levi.
Oh, yeah. I had some friends that went, and they had a great time. I think it was two nights ago, but they loved it. Yeah.
Okay, so just coming off of the Super Bowl, this guy, Vernon Davis, he played for the Broncos. Now he's playing for... I think he's playing for Washington. He's playing for the Redskins now. And, well, so much for the ring. You might have got a ring, but now you're going to have the other rings coming off your finger because he is in trouble for cheating on his fiance. Just called him out for cheating. She posted a picture of Vernon and his alleged mistress saying, "When you give a man your all, 15 years, 3 kids, and sacrifice your life, and he cheats on you with a 20-year-old and lies on you, that's it." She responded with a passage from the Bible that reads, "Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie to one another." And he captioned that post, "When people do these things, then we should hold hands and pray for them." No word on who that was directed at, but he's 32.
It's a tough situation, but good for her.
Well, the key word here in this story is fiance. So she's been with this man and had 3 kids and been with him 15 years. and she's just at the fiancé stage.
Yeah, they haven't sealed the deal yet. Come on.
Right.
What are you waiting for?
If there's not, so there is no ring on it. I said the ring's coming off. Well, I don't know if he has the Super Bowl ring on, but
no wedding band. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems strange to me.
Yeah, no, I think that he would try to seal that up like a few years ago. What are they waiting for? Child number four? Come on.
I don't know, but I understand why it's cheating. If somebody invests 15 years of their life with you, but still, why did you not insist after the first child that he put a wedding ring on it? And by the way, if you get divorced, if there is a divorce, does she get half of everything? I'm sure she does.
Well, it's not a divorce, right? So it's like, what do they do? Like, she must be entitled to something because she's been with them for that long.
Speaking of babies, did you hear did you watch the video of the first live birth on Facebook?
No. No way.
Yes. A woman in California, right here in Cali, and her husband streamed the whole thing on Facebook. Check this out.
We got it.
Their son.
Baby good.
Now, it goes for 45 minutes. Oh, my computer's acting up.
Uh-oh.
That's all we're going to get. Are you kidding?
That's okay. I've heard my brother came out of the birth of my niece just white as a sheet and was like, I never want to do that again. That was horrible.
Well, they were doing the Lamaze thing and...
Like the breathing?
Yeah. It was really funny because when I was playing it to women last night, they were saying, oh, well, this guy... He's acting like a joker, just, I don't know, trying to pacify her, this, that, and the other. I said, no, it sounds to me that, like, he's doing exactly what you're told to do in Lamaze class. Back off. Give the guy a break. He sounded perfectly fine. I really want to play this for you, but I don't know. The computer's acting weird, so.
Oh, come on, computer.
I can't promise. Let me try it again.
We got it.
Pretty good.
Come on.
Here we go.
Pop out, son. What are you doing in there?
One more nice deep breath and one long push.
Go, 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 go. Push, 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 push. Go, go, go. You got it. I can see the head like starting to move around over there. You got it. You almost got it. For real. Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's
good.
Three.
Good, 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 good. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. He's hairy. He's got so much hair. Honey. Oh, he's got a full set of hair. He's got a full set of hair. Oh, my goodness. You got him. He's coming out. Oh, hi, baby.
All right, one big push. Everything you got now, Mama. Everything you got.
Yeah. Hi, baby. Come on. Okay. Come out, baby.
Excellent, Mama.
Okay. There you go. I see
push,
your
Mama.
Face.
Keep coming. Hard as you can. Go.
Push,
go, go, go.
Push. You gotta go. Push. Hard, honey. Hard.
There we go.
You got him. Yes.
There he is.
Oh, my God. Baby's out. Oh, baby's out.
I have the ball already.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so congratulations to them. Now, you see, guys can't win. I don't know what the hell that guy did wrong, but women were just attacking him last night.
I think he did fine.
I think he did fine, too.
When he's like, oh, he's hairy, I'm like, what is she giving birth to, Chewbacca?
It's not a Chip Franklin baby. What can I say?
Oh.
He keeps making fun of my hair, so that's a shot right back at him. No, I don't. So what was wrong with that? And by the way, that will be a very famous baby because that was the first live birth ever on, you know, the live video feed now on Facebook. That's
and I think he did all right. I mean, the opposite side of that is I was watching Mad Men when Betty was giving birth to Don's kids, and he was in the lounge smoking cigarettes and drinking.
Yes.
So what
As
do you
I
want?
I think you and I would do, right?
What do you want from us, ladies?
I know. What do you want? And then, by the way, I had one word for her. Epidural. I didn't hear any screaming or anything.
Yeah, she seemed pretty calm.
Well, she was very calm. I didn't hear her, you know, she wasn't saying much at all. Okay. All right, let's get to the penis transplant. Penis transplant. Yes, doctors performed the first U.S. penis transplant. We have all kinds of firsts in this KGO podcast series on the Drex Radio Show. with Brian Pelletier hanging out with me. So doctors at Mass General performed the transplant. The recipient is a cancer survivor, and the surgical procedure is being called a milestone. Thomas Manning, 64, is recovering well after the 15-hour procedure performed. And this is according to Manning of Halifax, Mass. Had his penis amputated after he was diagnosed with penis cancer in 2012. Wow, how'd you like to get that?
Well, as a guy, I'm glad that there's the option for this penis transplant, but I never want to have one.
Right, it's just at the beginning. Let's hear the doctor talk about this.
So he's doing well so far. We spoke with him this morning. He's up and about, out of bed, and progressing cautiously and conservatively in his course, but we think he's on a path to recovery. He's emotionally doing amazing. I'm really impressed with how well he's handling things, and he's just a very positive person. We went through a pretty rigorous psychological screening and made sure his motivations for this transplant were appropriate, and in our view, they couldn't be more appropriate. He wants to be whole again. He wants to not be, as Dr. Koh said, in the shadows and about an injury such as this.
All right.
Well, he's just on the tip of his recovery, so,
yeah,
you know, he's got a hard road ahead.
And speaking of which, that is possible, they say, which I find pretty amazing.
Good for him.
He said he hasn't had the guts to look down at it yet. Might want to wait. Well, I'm sure there's swelling going on.
It's bigger than what it's actually going to end
up. Right? That's bad. It's just the surgical swelling right now. Okay, let's go. Let's move on. This is John Lennon with Yoko. Oh, my. Thank you very much for picking out that song to go with this story. John Lennon and Yoko performing A Woman is the End of the World, an N-word. Okay, to bring us up to date about Sinead O'Connor, after being missing for about a day in the Chicago area, well, Matt, I think it's where she was found, Sinead O'Connor went nuclear on the men in her life in a long, rambling Facebook post yesterday. It was aimed mostly at her ex-husband, John Reynolds, and their son, Jake, and even her father. In a nutshell, she attacked them all for treating her like garbage, despite the fact that she suffers from mental illness and is prone to suicidal thoughts. And she also accuses them of basically running her out of her home in Ireland and forcing her to flee to the United States. She said, quote, every one of you had better pray I die because I'm suing the F out of all of you and a lot of you for the things that you've done to me if I manage to live through it. I will see you all in court. I want damages. I've been unable to work. I have lost this year's annual income and more. I've had enormous medical expenses and enormous trauma because of you people. You're torturing me. You effing better pray that this kills me, that God chooses to kill me. Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah. A couple things about this. Now, she did this, I think, in Ireland. Was it last year? She went missing, but she posted something on Facebook that said, I'm killing myself in a hotel room. So they searched all the hotel rooms, and they found her. All right. And then they found her again, this time because the cops in Wilmette, outside of Chicago, decided, let's see if she's playing the same game, singing the same old tune here. And so, sure enough, they found her in a courtyard, Marriott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I tell you, obviously she's got mental issues here, and I feel bad for her about that. But the thing about her talking about they ran her out of Ireland, well, if she's an Irish citizen, you can move back. You don't have to sit in Wilmette.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to stop her at the border.
I can tell you, I've lived in Chicago, and if you live in Wilmette, that's a reason enough to, you might want to get out of there.
Oh.
I'm just saying. God bless you people in Wilmette. I know you're all good. Speaking of things health-wise, Tom Hanks says he's an idiot, total idiot for getting type 2 diabetes. Apparently, that's the story. He has type 2 diabetes. And it's making him be even more lovable being enforced by his regular guy-ness, so they say, and like everyone else, he's now cursing himself for letting this happen. In a new interview, he said, quote, "Yeah, I'm part of the lazy American generation that has blindly kept dancing through the party and now finds ourselves at, you know, with a malady. I was a total idiot. I thought I could avoid it by removing the buns on my cheeseburgers. Well, it takes a little bit more than that. It's not all bad news. The doctor told him if he hit his target weight, then he probably won't have diabetes anymore. He's 59, by the way, and he revealed that he was diabetic on Letterman in 2013. So I guess it got worse.
Oh, wow.
From stage one to stage two. Yeah.
Well, there's type one, which is like, I believe, the children's type of diabetes. And then type two is the adult onset type of diabetes.
Right.
So they're both pretty bad.
And removing the buns from your burgers isn't going to get it.
Yeah, so go ahead and eat a hamburger every once in a while.
You're a sports guy, so check this out. Somebody's paying. Well, already someone has paid $180,000 for a piece of the Staples court from Kobe Bryant's last game. And that might actually be a reasonable price. It's just a random piece of floorboard. It's roughly 20 by 8 feet, and it features the number 8. That had on the court, they had on the court for the game. That was the first number, and he wore it for his. That was his first number, and he wore it for his first 10 seasons. Kobe also autographed it, and then there are photos of him standing on it, signing it with a marker, and the 8 foot covered with confetti after he scored 60 points and led the Lakers to a 101-96 victory over the Jazz in the final game. The money will go to the LA Lakers Youth Foundation. The buyer is anonymous. So it could be anyone with a spare $180K, other than Shaq, of course. If you did have your heart on setting I don't know if you want to drop a ton of cash on Kobe. The Lakers team is also selling an 18-karat gold fitted Kobe hat. That hat's been for sale before that final game. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
No, that's been sitting in the gift shop for some time. Yes, the 18-karat gold Kobe hat is going for $38,250.
I don't want it.
No, I don't want it either. And what the hell would you do with that hat? You wouldn't wear it around, would you? I would hope not.
What would be the appropriate event to wear that to?
I don't even know. I don't know what you would do with that. All right. When Finding Nemo came out, do you remember there was a huge run on pet stores for the clownfish? Like Nemo was actually a regal blue tang. And now this is about story. This story is about Dory. About with the sequel Finding Dory is coming out, scientists are worried about that this will happen again. Researchers in Australia have even started the Saving Nemo Conservation Fund to encourage breeding programs for both species in nurseries so that people aren't taking out huge quantities of them in the wild. Taking fish from the oceans isn't just bad for their numbers, it's bad for their psyches and their lifespans. So don't be, just like you were Finding Nemo, don't be Finding Dory. One of the scientists said, quote, "We know the fish experience the post-traumatic stress disorder that they go into when they're taken from the wild, and when a fish is raised from a nursery, they survive much longer because they're used to it, blah, 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 blah." I didn't know that people were finding Nemos, and now they're finding Dories.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, people love the cute little things that they see in cartoons.
All right, let me see here what else we have. I've got a lot of... Oh, yeah, This is a strange thing. So a woman in Connecticut was harassed in a Walmart bathroom over the weekend because someone thought she was transgender. Here we go. So I'm going to play this. This is a woman in Connecticut, and they beat the hell out of her. I mean, it wasn't just slap her. They beat the hell out of her. Listen to what she has to say.
"This is unbelievable. She said, 'You are not supposed to be here. You need to leave.' So at first I was like, does she think I like work in a different store and I shouldn't be in this bathroom? So I said, 'Yes, I do.' And then she flipped me off and she's like, 'You're disgusting.' And she storms out. So I realized, like, when I was washing my hands, like, she just thought I was somebody who was transgender and she thought I was a dude who was hiding in the women's bathroom. So I get it. The short hair, the baseball cap, I was wearing just a plain blue t-shirt, she saw me from the back. Okay, I can get why at first glance she would mistake me for somebody who was transgender. But I turned around and I looked at her And at the sake of sounding blunt, I am not a flat-chested person. I mean, I have got something going on up here. So after she told me I was disgusting and she stormed out, it really got my gears turning as to how amazingly ridiculous this is becoming as an issue.
Absolutely. So not only do you have to worry about if you are transgender being harassed, and this is all a problem that didn't need fixing. It's been going on for decades, and transgender people were doing just fine. I have a very good friend who's transsexual. She never had any problem until all of this garbage in North Carolina began.
Yeah, now there's a huge hysteria around it.
Right. And so and if you are a tomboy or you're a butch lesbian, you're in trouble now. You're going to have to put up with this harassment. So it's not just the transgender community.
Or Micah.
And this girl, she just happened to have a baseball cap on. And she had short hair. And she got harassed.
It's unbelievable. I mean, Even if you're like an effeminate guy, you know, or really small as a guy, I figure you'd probably get some harassment in the men's room if that were the case, right?
I don't know. But it just goes to show how ridiculous and out of hand this is going to be. It's mass hysteria, all about nothing, about a problem that really doesn't exist. It's just an excuse for hate, bigotry, and discrimination. Oh, my God, people. Please. Okay, speaking of oh my God, people, please, I can guarantee you that if I'm stuck in a 3.5 hour line at an airport with airport security and some jackass in a clown suit walks up, punches will be thrown. Well, maybe I wouldn't do that, but I'd be thinking about it in my head.
Punches the clown.
Well, yeah, which is why this is a terrible idea. In case you haven't heard, the TSA lines at the airports are as bad as they've ever been right now, and it's because more people were flying at a lower budget. No. F this story. Screw this story. This is because Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Secretary, blew it. He blew it. Jay, you should resign. You're being a moron. How did you not see this coming with the significant decrease in jetline fuel and airline prices and gasoline prices? People are flying. And sure, it's going to be record numbers. And so what did they do? They've been cutting. And he says it's because of budgetary reasons. Well, you know, you should have figured this out last year.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
You just got back from vacation.
Yeah.
How was the flying?
Well, I mean, I left from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So there's the
tiny
line
airport.
Thing. Yeah. The line thing is not an issue. And coming and leaving, I went from SFO at midnight. But, you know, they were still busy, SFOs in international airports. So there's people flying all the time. But when you see this in Chicago, it's really bad where people are waiting 2 and 3 hours. Because I'd say that to hell with this, I'd walk out. You know, and my flight was screwed up, of course, but it didn't have anything to do with the TSA. I just have no tolerance for airline bullshit. So, you know, I don't know, people.
Well, and it's show up early, right?
Show up three hours early?
Yeah.
Show up 3 hours early for an hour flight or something?
Crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just you have to keep that in the back of your head to show up early to these flights.
Oh, my God.
You might not make it.
So they are saying, well, it's because more people are flying and they have a lower budget for security screeners. Jay, that's your problem, dude.
And I hate the fact that when more people are flying, it's always amateur hour at the airport. And you have all these people that don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get through security. They don't know how to take their shoes off.
That's what he was saying. And then you could be TSA approved. So I went through that process years ago, and so I'm TSA approved. But the problem now is with if you go through the TSA approved line, because they're so swamped with 3 hour lines with the regular people who did not do the TSA approval, well, they're pushing people over to that line. So it doesn't make any difference if you're TSA approved anymore anyway.
So it makes it longer for you.
Right. And so it doesn't matter. But I don't blame it on me. I don't blame it on you. I don't blame it on the TSA employees. I blame it on Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary. Your fault, and it should be your ass.
He doesn't care. He's on his way out anyway, probably.
I would hope so. It should be trexpedited, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Oh, Jesus. Don't even get me started. Just hearing that makes me... I tell you what, you know why this will be resolved? Because people are going to think like I am. Screw this. I'm not flying on vacation this year. I don't want anything to do with this. When I see 3 hour lines, screw it, piss on it. I'm not going to go.
Well, a lot of people don't have that luxury, right? If they're traveling far away.
Oh, I can't imagine you poor people who have to do business and deal with this. Good God.
Yeah, if you're going to Hawaii, what are you going to do? Take a boat?
Das Boot. Das Boot. All right, let's talk about TV for a little bit here. ABC announced their schedule for the upcoming TV season yesterday, and it features 9 new shows. I'll cut to the chase here. So let's get to what they canceled and what they kept. Drama called American Housewife is coming on, starring Katie Mixon, who played Victoria on Mike and Molly, which just wrapped, and April on Eastbound and Down. And let me see, there's a legal drama called Conviction starring Haley Atwell. And instead of doing more 24, Kiefer Sutherland is going to be playing a president in a drama called Designated Survivor. NBC, what are they doing? I just want to get to the good stuff. Full story, this is what I want. NBC still isn't sure whether they want to bring back The Biggest Loser, but the shows that they did renew include The Blacklist, Blindspot, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Drex. Oh, well, they forgot that one. Well, you should put that one on. That one's a hit. Grimm, Law & Order SUV, Shades of Blue, Superstore, The Carmichael Show, and The Voice.
You said SUV, it's SVU.
Thank you. Tells you how many times I've watched it. Never.
Load up your kids into the SUV.
Yes, for SVU. Never. Never saw it. They also picked up on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, he's going to be host of Celebrity Apprentice, along with Little Big Shots, Running Wild with Bear Grylls, Caught in Camera with Nick Cannon, Hollywood Game Night, and Dateline NBC. The planned Coach revival was canceled without airing any episodes, and I don't know. I
wonder if it'll get picked up by, like, Netflix or Hulu or something like that.
Maybe.
Kind of like they did with the Mindy Project after that got canceled. They picked it up on Hulu.
Nashville, I think, is another one that's canceled that they're shopping.
Yeah, and Arrested Development lived a short life online as well.
Here are the shows not coming back on NBC. Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. That was a horrific abomination. Crowded, Game of Silence, Heartbeat, Heroes Reborn, Mr. Robinson, The Mysteries of Laura the Player, Telenovela. I never heard of any of these.
Huh.
Truth to Be Told, Undateable, and Welcome to Sweden. Well, okay.
You know, I heard Neil Patrick Harris is in the running to take over for Michael on Live.
I heard that too.
And yeah, I think he'd be a really good fit.
Well, I hear the number one candidate is Anderson Cooper, although I can't see him leaving NBC for that, or I'm sorry, CNN for that gig.
Yeah.
I think that he has a bigger presence and a bigger stage on CNN and 60 Minutes when he does 60 Minutes pieces. That's much bigger than Live with Kelly.
I would love
that
it
would
if
be
they,
a downgrade.
They but, should but get rid of Kelly and bring in Kathy Griffin. How awesome would that be? I'd be watching.
Yes, that would be a good idea. I agree with you totally. NBC has nixed their plans for the Nancy Drew show starring Sarah Shahi. Is that her name? From Person of Interest, according to Deadline.com, test audiences liked it, but it skewed too female for CBS, and apparently that's a bad thing. So only women are interested in the Nancy Drew show, despite their best attempts to cast a hot Nancy Drew.
Ah.
It's just one of those things. The same thing would happen if they tried to do a Hardy Boys show with the Property Brothers. Not going to happen. And ABC canceled Marvel's Agent Carter after 2 seasons. The ratings weren't bad, but apparently the viewers were not passionate enough about it. But as you said, there is an online petition to beg Netflix to jump in and save the show. And as I mentioned, Nashville might move to another network after being canceled by ABC.
Netflix has great superhero shows, too. Daredevil is amazing. And then they also have Jessica Jones, which is a really good show if you guys are into Marvel comic books. So if they bring Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. over, boom, it's going to be a trifecta of beauty.
All right. And over to ABC, there's a real-life drama involving the media called Notorious that's based on a real-life connection between criminal defense attorney Mark Gregaris and Larry King producer named Wendy Walker. Okay, all right. Let me see here what else. I think that pretty much covers it.
That doesn't seem really exciting, a Larry King producer.
I know, right? Fox.
Hi.
Let's see what Fox is doing. Fox renewed shows are Bob's Burgers, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Empire, Family Guy, Gotham, Hell's Kitchen, The Last Man on Earth, Lucifer, Master Chef Jr., and New Girl. Rosewood, Scream Queens, The Simpsons, and Sleepy Hollow. The shows they're not bringing back include American Idol. Well, that's toast. Border Town, Cooper Barrett's Guide to Moving Life. No, to Surviving Life. Okay. Grandfathered, The Grinder is canceled. That didn't work out. Knock Knock Live. That was a disaster with Seacrest. Minority Report and Second Chance. And they're also not doing any more X-Files this coming season, but they're hoping to bring it back eventually. I love the line that they're saying here. They're working around everyone's schedule, particularly with David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. What schedule? What schedule do they have?
They're in movies and stuff.
What schedule, though? I mean, come on. They were only going to do a handful of shows anyway.
Well, you know what? I think bringing it back kind of not on a regular thing, but periodically might be the best way for its longevity, to be honest.
Oh, my goodness, people.
Because then people get really excited when it's, you know, going to come back and they haven't seen it in a couple years rather than, you know. It's like, oh, it's on Thursdays.
They're out there. They're out there. All right, I think that's about a wrap here on the Drex Radio Show podcast, and I thank you very much for joining me and join me. Oh, we'll leave you with this tidbit, and join me again tomorrow night live on KGOA 10, where I am weeknights from 7 till 10. Once again, Mariah Carey, I love this. She was on with Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live. The whole Mariah Carey, she doesn't know who J-Lo is, so he finally asked. I'll leave you with this.
Do you know each other?
No.
No.
Okay.
She says you know her.
Okay. I know she. You know what? I'm very forgetful.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm forgetful.
Yes.
Because I don't remember the fact that it was just like, hi, I'm so and so, and then move on, and then like, hi, that's it.
Right.
If I had never had a conversation with you, and someone asked me about you, I'd be like, I don't know him, but he seems cool.
Right.
Or I don't know him.
Does she seem cool?
I don't know her.
Right.
Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I'm not gonna put on a thing like, oh, we're all Hollywood, and let's just all pretend we're best friends because, like, we're in that land.
She don't know her. That's it. Peace out. Bye.